Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, well, well. All right. So according to Tampa Bay Fox 13, a Florida man was busted for burglarizing a Brooksville bakery and blowing all the stolen money on liquor and food. But you're at a bakery. Like, why didn't you just eat? You know, I mean, how? But here's what the funny thing is. You know how they caught him? Crocs. Not the animal, the shoe. According to Hernando County Sheriff's Office, a suspect clad in a black sweatshirt, black pants, and bright red Crocs broke into the crumble cookie. Which, sidebar, it's delicious, but the lack of an E bothers me. They said he got in through a side door, stole cash from the safe and register. He was carrying a brown and black backpack. They tracked him down because those damn Crocs, because he wore the red Crocs. They tracked him down from it. Anyway, long story short, when they arrested him, they found he still had like codes to get into the place, all this stuff. He'd spent most of his money on food and alcohol for himself, and the rest was stored in his friend's vehicle. Can you imagine? Like, don't wear bright red. I mean, first off, don't commit crimes like this. But, you know, also, maybe don't wear a bright red Crocs. Crocs? That's your shoe of choice? You're going to go commit crimes and you're wearing bright red Crocs? I am just without words. Also, this is actually kind of interesting. So a Florida man in a Google Street View car led police on a 100-mile-per-hour chase. The Google Maps Street View car. So it could soon feature breakneck snapshots of an in-progress police pursuit after a Florida man who claimed to work for the mapping tech giant led Middletown police officers on a high-speed chase, all while a 360-degree camera was mounted to the roof of his car. So all of that's probably going to look real sloppy on that part of the map. They said his name's Coleman Ferguson. He's got two last names, which is annoying. And he's currently being held in Henry County Jail. He faces one count of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, level 6 felony. So they clocked the Google Maps Street View car going in excess of 100 miles per hour, where it's like apparently 55 and 40 mile per hour limit, and especially when school zones are flashing, school zone lights. And they said that it was passing several other vehicles, high rate of speed. It had the big old tall thing on the car, the 360-degree cameras on the roof of the car. And I can't believe that thing didn't fall off. I guess it was, you know, that's a testament to how well it was affixed to the roof of the car. So they said that he drove through a yard before he crashed into a creek and got stuck. And then Ferguson told police that he worked for Google. Narrator, that was a lie. And was scared to stop the Google Street. Man, is that going to be, they should have like alternate, you know, view of this there. And it should just be that.
I want the 360 view of that 100-mile-per-hour chase.
Everybody's going to be smeared. You're not going to be able to see any of like the buildings or anything there. Golly. A Florida man and woman were charged after deputies found 30 pounds of meth and a kilo of cocaine, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, lots of stuff. It was in their vehicle. Again, following a chase, Indian River Sheriff's Office, they were apprehending a fleeing vehicle driving recklessly over 100 miles per hour. And they said that they stopped on the road. The two occupants thought it was going to be smart to run into a wooded area. That was not smart. So then the canine tracked and bit them. Good boy. And then they found all of 30 pounds of meth, all the cocaine, everything else. So they are charged with a lot of stuff, including, let's just hit the majors, reckless driving, fleeing, eluding, possession, trafficking controlled substances. Their bonds are crazy. $226,000. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, they are in jail. They're in the pokey because, you know, they were going to, as the sheriff's office was saying, they were going to release toxins in their community, sell all this stuff to their community. That's crazy. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. tampabayfox.com. And in the meantime, I got to share this with you. So this is one of the things I was thinking of when I saw this Dark Brandon thing. New York Post. This is so stupid. Professors claim that, here we go, again, back at this. Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town contains coded racial language and pictures.
Really?
Yes, Kane, it does. The Hollywood Reporter. Condemned country music star Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, and they quoted academics accusing it of spreading division and racism. You're not allowed to show predominantly black communities being burned to the ground by black and white progressives because it's very difficult to cultivate the narrative that conservatives are the violent racist ones when you show that footage. Thus, it is divisive and racist.
If only they were that honest.
Yeah, if they were. They said that, that it's a music theory professor named... Do you want his name or do you want my name for him?
I want both, but yours first.
Okay. So the Hollywood Reporter quoted Hunter College music theory professor Douche McDoucheface, Philip Ewell, arguing that the song is part of a phenomenon of subtle yet unmistakable anti-blackness amid America's cultural divide. Said Ewell, right now in 2023, I mean, we're having these massive disagreements about race. And, you know, you're just not allowed to show a video of mostly white progressives with some black progressives burning down predominantly black neighborhoods because you know, that's racist to show that. See? You can't show it. It's not racist to do it. It's racist to show it.
Oh.
You didn't know that? Like the one dude who was like literally on photo and video burning down a bank. Like you could see him.
Yeah.
Shirtless white dude, white progressive. Oh, no, it's racist to show it, though. It's racist to call out violence. Gosh. If you call out violence, I learned this when I actually condemned it in a video, and people were like, yeah, calling for violence. I was like showing actual footage of people rioting and saying, this is bad. No, no. And everyone's like, that's so violent. Can you believe that? She has this violent video. No, I'm like showing progressive violence, condemning it. But see, that's pro-violence if you do that. Did you know that? It's violent to call out violence. It's not violent to engage in it.
Wow.
Yep. It's 1984. They're trying everything with this video. Guess what? He's uncancelable. You guys tried and failed. I mean, this is so goofy. The way that, and they did a whole story on this. New York Post had a whole story on this song with Jason Aldean. Now, that's just one aspect. This is always pushing this line, always pushing this division. Now, in addition to this, I got a couple of other things here that I want to make sure I'm pulling up. Because I have a bunch of energy stuff, and we have all of the, we're keeping our eye on the arraignment and all of that. I mean, I'm just, isn't it supposed to be at 3? It's like right after we get off air, I believe.
Yeah.
It's like right after we get off air. That's when it's apparently he's supposed to show up at, you know, all of this stuff. Did you see this Washington Post piece? I have this saved in my bookmark system. Do you guys see this Washington Post piece? They tweeted this out. It's the actual tweet that they have. And they said that, do you remember how I was talking about all of the fight that conservatives and Muslim parents are having against the left in like Michigan and elsewhere over schools, and how I've said that the left is having a problem with how to deal with us?
Yeah.
Because there's this united front, particularly in Michigan, which is a state that Democrats are really doing a lot of work in, with Muslim and Christian parents that have found an allegiance to push back against all of this wokery with the schools. And so they haven't had any way of dealing with that. Now this is how they're doing it. So here's Washington Post. It says LGBTQ communities in the Middle East face a growing crackdown, mirroring efforts by American conservatives to restrict the rights of gay and transgender people. So the article gets into, they're trying to say that that American conservatives are meddling in Middle Eastern. They're meddling, that what they're doing is as bad as like what some of the hard faction of Middle Easterners are doing. And they're mentioning the schools. They're trying to find some kind of way. What gets me is that, do they think that the reason why, like in Iran, if you're gay in Iran, they'll kill you. They'll kill you in Iran if you're gay. That's like a death sentence, right? And in a number of these countries, it's a death sentence. Is that because of American conservatives?
We've been doing that a long time.
Yeah, but it's your fault, Kane. Because you're a conservative.
Not my fault.
But it is, though. That's what the Washington Post says. And as you know, the Washington Post is never wrong.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. That the backlash grows. I mean, so American conservatives are the same as... what rights are restricted of gay and transgender people here in the United States?
None whatsoever.
No one's restricting your right. Just because you can't shake your ass in front of somebody else's kid does not mean that your rights are apparently being restricted. No one's restricting your rights. Just don't act like a pedo. And don't target other people's kids. This is so weird that we're even having this conversation. They get into this. This is just crazy. They talk about the Pride Parade in Istanbul. Oh, it was canceled. The Pride Parade was canceled in Istanbul, Turkey. And that's just like what's happening in America. What? No, no one canceled the Pride Parade. The Pride Parade was canceled because they couldn't there was a Pride Parade that was canceled because one of the floats had some sexual simulation act on the float, and it was an all ages thing. So they were like, well, because you're doing essentially a sex act or theatrical sex acts on a float, and it's an all ages thing, you can't do that. Just like we can't have a stripper pole on the float and have strippers sailing around the stripper pole. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that because it's an all ages thing. And they're like, you canceled me. You're just like Turkey. You're just like Iran. It's the same thing. You canceled yourself because you insisted on having that as part of your thing instead of just being a normal parade and doing parade stuff, right? Golly. This is what we're dealing with.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So according to a local news agency out in Utah, a daughter was arrested after a domestic dispute in a Utah home. She bit off her dad's ear. Pleasant Grove, Utah. 42-year-old was booked on multiple charges. See, when I first read this story, when I first saw the headline, I was like, oh, it just looks like a little kid or something. No, it's a 42-year-old woman. According to the probable cause statement, she entered the home and allegedly attacked her dad, resulting in injuries, and then she bit his ear. She sounds totally sane. She was completely arrested, obviously. An unemployed man dressed up as a cop and worked alongside real traffic policemen for 2 months. I don't even know how this happens, but that's what happened. An unemployed man, this was in Russia. Oh, that's why. He lives out his dream of being a traffic policeman. For 2 months, he went on with a fake uniform, going on patrols with actual traffic inspectors for 2 months. 48-year-old man named Victor. And then he finally was caught because his cover got blown when they were checking footage from body cams of traffic inspectors out on patrol. And they said that, well, wait, there's 4 inspectors, but we have 5 on duty. And then they realized the 5th traffic inspector doesn't have a camera. That's okay. That's weird. So that's how he ultimately ended up being discovered because he... This is funny. Also, let's see. This plus-sized British Airways passenger was stuck in his seat for 3 hours after landing. And they had to take him out of first class with a hoist. He was stuck for 3 hours. It was in 1A. And that's they said that emergency services had to remove a door. They had to hoist him out of his seat, according to The Sun. And he was wedged in his seat for about 3 hours after a 6.5-hour flight. And he landed at London's Heathrow at 5 in the morning. He was seated in 1A. The cabin crew got involved. They tried to calm him down after he realized he wasn't able to get out of his seat. They couldn't help him. Emergency services were called. They had to get engineering to outline a plan. It was like this whole thing. Oh, my gosh. Because those are kind of big seats.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. With all of this going on, I don't know what Biden's in Delaware. What did he tweet? What did you drop in here?
Oh, man.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I'm trying not to. So this is an old video of himself drinking out of a coffee cup. Okay, I have 2 stories here. Okay, so first off, he's drinking I've never seen anyone drink as awkwardly. It's like he struggles to raise the cup, number one. Did you notice that? Am I the only person who's noticed this?
Totally.
He struggles to raise the, it's like very shaky. It's like, I'm surprised he didn't spill it all over himself.
He likes his coffee dark.
Yeah, and he goes, I like my coffee dark.
Dark Brandon?
Wow. Yeah, he's trying to be Dark Brandon. He's got the Dark Brandon meme. Because they were making, man, they cannot meme.
No.
That's so lame. He doesn't even know what it means. He probably doesn't. Does he know he's president? Does he even know that? I don't know. He may not. He's on the beach somewhere. He's on the, so he's, you can see when he, if you're watching the simulcast of the radio program, because you can listen to the radio program across the country. And if you're watching the simulcast, YouTube, Facebook, channel 347.
I like my coffee dark.
That's scary. Notice how he, like, he struggles to, who has that much trouble lifting a damn coffee cup? Do you think there's anything in it?
No.
It's probably Ensure. Some Ensure in there. Having some Ensure. Good grief. So he puts that out. That's what he just tweeted out. In the meantime, you have
the
Biden economy. I mean, it's a joke, really. All of this is a joke. You got the transcript that's out. You got all this stuff with Devin Archer, and then right after all this happens, let's go ahead and put another, get some more indictments out. We need more indictments, guys. Got to have some more indictments. Trump has been on his platform saying that he was going to go to D.C. to be arrested and challenged. And he said, he says, I'm being arrested for you. Okay. You know, come on now. Let's just calm down. Everybody settle down. But, they're going to make the picture. They're going to do the mugshot. And like I said, I'll never like this man again if he doesn't immediately merch that out. Right? Like, I want to see beach towels, right? Am I right? I want beach towels. What else do we want? You need like playing cards,
can koozies,
koozies. You need a koozie.
Umbrellas.
You need an umbrella. They need to do to that photo, like what they did to the Obama photo. What's his face? That artist that did that. They need to do the Obama photo thing to the mugshot. I mean, that it needs to be on t-shirts. It needs to be on jacket. It needs to be merched out. And if it's not, I'll never like him again, ever. I mean, you just don't miss opportunities like that for massive merchandising. You just don't do it, right? I mean, notepads. Think of all the things you could make, Kane. Think of all of the activities. There's like so many things you could do. You know what you could do? You could even do like a, gosh dang it. I can't even think of the game, the backyard game, throwing the beanbags. I can't think of the name. I play it all the time.
Cornhole.
You make a cornhole board with it.
Oh, man.
That'd be smart, actually.
That would be sweet.
I'd purchase that. I would purchase that item. Just saying, there's like all kinds of stuff you could do. If he didn't merch that out, all the respect is gone. Never again. All right, so while this is all happening, good heavens, we have all of the emails and the photos and everything else, the shady business dealings, all of this. We were just telling you a little bit earlier about the CCP company that was doing business with the Bidens, selling out our military tech to China that probably now Iran and everybody else is going to get. I mean, who knows? They're all going to get it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.